Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Good evening. The show begins with Hezbollah, the last weeks of the Biden administration, and what is to be done. David Daoud and Hussein Haqqani join me, speculating on the maneuvering room that Biden team has before there's a Trump team, negotiations between Beirut, Jerusalem, and Washington. The rockets continue, the drones continue to attack northern Israel. Hezbollah is said to continue this because they want to negotiate or because they're under orders from Iran. Choose one. Then to the northern border, speaking with Seth Franzman of the Jerusalem Post on the barrage that continues. No end in sight. The IDF is operating in Lebanon, but just along the border area to prevent any cross-border attacks similar to October 7th. Remember, that was a Hezbollah plan that Hamas adopted for that murder raid. Is the Ayatollah dying? Malcolm Honlein reports, unconfirmed reports, that the Ayatollah has obliged an emergency meeting of the Council of Guardians and that the result was a choice of a new Ayatollah. No surprise that it's Mujtaba Khamenei, the Ayatollah's son, if all proved correct. The Ayatollah is not dead, as has been reported, but he's very poorly. Also, Lebanon, the IDF is reporting that it has now targeted, killed the last of the Hariri assassins from 2005, Hezbollah ops. You will recall this triggered the decline and fall of Lebanon as a sovereign state into the hands of Hezbollah nearly 20 years ago. Ukraine, John Hardy joins to talk about the controversy over Joe Biden, President of the United States, approving using ATACMS and other missiles long range to strike into Russia, perhaps aimed at the Kursk salient counterattacks by the Russians. However, there is also late reporting that Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, in Rio, as is the President for the G20 meeting, has rejected the idea of using long-range strikes into Russia. It is not clear who's in charge of what. Britain says this with its missiles of long-range strike, France, and then there's NATO and there's the U.S. and ATACMS to be sorted out. Right now, there's not one version. Moscow's response is this is an escalation, and it rattles the nuclear weapon sword one more time. On the battlefield, there's very little movement, but the Kursk salient is clearly a target for the Kremlin. They want the Kursk salient cleared, the Ukrainian forces driven back to their border before a negotiation. John Hardy tells me there is a corridor out, but it could be closed by incessant fire by cruise missiles and drones and aircraft. The Ukrainians have some good units in the Kursk salient, and they need an exit strategy. And then the New World Report with Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar. A bomber attempted, we believe, to attack the Supreme Court in Brasilia. The bomb exploded, although there is also the story that it was fireworks he was carrying and that he was not killed by the bomb but by another authority. Very mixed, fog of war. Ernesto Araujo reports what we know so far. The target is said to have been de Moraes, the Supreme Court judge, who's instrumental in many of the successes of Lula da Silva's administration, including letting Lula da Silva out of jail so he could run for president. However, again, sorting it out. Joseph Umar reports on Argentina that things are going very well. At the same time, he reports that China is acquiring much of the influence over the administrations in South America because everybody's looking for income, and they have lots of natural resources in South America, especially the metals and the resources that China needs to continue its expansion and its Belt and Road. Xi Jinping was in Lima for the APEC meeting, and from his hotel room, I'm told, he opened the new Costco-owned deep-water port off of Peru. It has dual use. And then to Peru itself, I talked to Jonathan Ward and Gordon Chang about that event and the significance of China now having a deep-water port on the eastern side of the Pacific Rim. We also talked, Gordon and I also talked to Rick Fisher about the J-35, a fifth-generation twin-engine fighter bomber aircraft that owes a great deal, Rick Fisher tells me, to Lockheed Martin with stolen IP. Katrina Vandenhove joins to comment on the reports that President Biden has loosed Kiev to use long-range strike missiles. Still not confirmed. And why this could lead to worse ahead and not negotiation. From Italy, Lorenzo Fiore reports how the Italian newspapers and media are very upset by an intemperate remark by Elon Musk about a judge intervening in the intention of Italy to take single male migrants who come to Italy and hold them in facilities in Albania until their application for sanctuary is approved. It's a tangle between the courts and the executive and what is to be done about the migrant story that is overwhelming not only the U.S., but European Union as well. Ivana Stradner comments on the information space war that Russia's waging against Moldova, an election there recently, and lots of bribing going on in Moldova, and Georgia, an election there much protested by people in Tbilisi because of irregularities in the voting. Finally, Grant Newsham reports from Australia about how the sovereign states and dependencies across Asia are being compromised by Chinese influence peddling and money and ambitions to link up across the Pacific and to get outside the first island chain in the event that there is conflict. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. There are conflicts going on around the world. Some of these details are confirmed. Others are headlines in London. To be determined. Thank you for listening.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life.
Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.